Hi everyone, this is Pramod Sachdeva, Founder and Managing Director at Princeton Blue. Thank you for joining me. Today I want to talk about an area that's absolutely critical in every pharmaceutical organization, regulatory submissions, and how process automation is starting to reshape the way teams manage this highly complex function. If you've ever been part of a regulatory submission, you know it is anything but straightforward. You're coordinating across multiple countries, juggling different health authorities, and working with teams that might be spread across various time zones. But here's the real challenge. A lot of this work is still happening in email, Excel, shared drives, and tools that were never designed for something this complex or this high stakes. And because of that, no one really has a clear real-time view of where things stand. You might have five versions of the same document. You might be waiting for an approval that's buried in someone's inbox. Or you might not even know that a submission is stuck until someone manually checks its status. And that lack of visibility slows everything down. This is exactly where process automation changes the game. When I say process automation, I don't just mean moving a task from one person to another. I'm talking about a connected, intelligent, end-to-end system that brings all the moving pieces together. Imagine this. Your documents are automatically created, routed, and approved. The system knows which country requires what, and it flags missing documents for you. Data flows seamlessly between your existing systems. No more copy-paste, no more manual reconciliation. At any moment, you have a live dashboard that shows you exactly what's happening across all your submissions. That's the power of process automation. It brings order to something that can otherwise be chaotic. Let me share some of the things we hear from our clients all the time. They tell us the following. Our tools don't talk to each other. We spend more time chasing updates than actually preparing submissions. Every change requires manual effort and it slows us down. We don't know early enough when something is falling behind. Process automation directly addresses these pain points. It pulls and pushes data from legacy systems. It tracks timelines and alerts teams before delays happen. It adapts when priorities change, new owners, new due dates, new requirements, without bringing everything to a halt. The result is a submission process that feels lighter, faster, and far more predictable. But here's what I want to emphasize. This isn't just about efficiency. It's about confidence. It's about regulatory teams finally having the clarity they need to make informed decisions. It's about ensuring compliance without constantly firefighting. And ultimately, it's about helping therapies reach patients faster, which is the goal at the heart of every regulatory function. If this topic interests you and you'd like to see what process automation can look like inside your regulatory operations, I invite you to explore our solution demo at princetonblue.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope this shortcast gives you a fresh perspective on what process automation can do for your regulatory submissions.